Well, the Red Wings wrapped up their preseason Saturday night, last Saturday night, with a 1-1 tie against the Blackhawks at the Joe. And now Detroit begins their quest to defend their Stanley Cup championship. For more insight into the new season, we're pleased to welcome back our WOMC team of hockey analysts. Retired Red Wings announcer Bruce Martin, former Wings coach Brian Murray, and current play-by-play man Ken Kell. Good morning, gentlemen.
And so we say hello again, everyone, from Olympia Stadium on this, your Detroit Red Wings Hockey Network.
No, actually, Bruce, you're in our studios here at WOMC in good old Ferndale.
Oh, sorry, Dick Burton. I guess it was the state of disrepair of your building that threw me.
Sure, an honest mistake. Well, the big difference this year, of course, will be in goal with the retirement of Dominic Hasek. The Wings, as you know, went out and secured the services of yet another outstanding goalie in Curtis Joseph, who they got from the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, yes, Curtis Joseph, whose last name reminds me of the baby aspirin I took as a young boy. Ken?
You're referring, of course, Bruce, to St. Joseph's Aspirin for Children, the safe orange-tasting aspirin that helps reduce fevers. Brian?
Oh, I love St. Joseph's Aspirin for Children, Ken. Uh-huh. It not only helped reduce fever, but it helped diminish the symptoms often associated with sinus-related sicknesses.
Sure. Oh, right you are, Brian Murray. Often as a kid, I would find myself getting cranky, accompanied by some achiness in my bones. Then I'd quickly develop a headache, followed by profuse sweating, perhaps even some nausea, and just like that, you've got flu symptoms.
On this, your Detroit Red Wings Hockey Network.
Right. Speaking of being sick, guys, new Red Wings coach Dave Lewis was a little under the weather last week. He was treated at a hospital, I think it was last Wednesday, because of a kidney stone, but returned home shortly after passing it.
Oh, right you are, Dick Burton, and those kidney stones can be incredibly painful.
So I've heard.
First you feel a little pain, followed by intense pressure. You get out of bed, get dressed, and head to the emergency room. Brian?
Yeah, you arrive at the hospital, slide onto a gurney, and give a short medical history to an inexperienced resident, and then simply wait for the kidney stone to pass. Bruce?
Oh, finally, the stone begins to move. First, it heads from your kidney, down the ureter, over to the bladder, through the urethra, and you scream bloody murder, and just like that, you pass the kidney stone!
On this, you're Detroit Red Wings Hockey Network.
I'd like to thank our WOMC team of hockey analysts for that insightful look at the Red Wings' upcoming season. Now it's on to the opening of a new season this Thursday as the Wings play the Sharks in San Jose.
Oh, and do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long I may go wrong and lose my way, Ken.
L.A. is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star. Brian?
Weeks turn into years. How quick they pass. And all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumping cars. Bruce?
Oh, I've got lots of friends in San Jose. I thought they were pumping gas. Yeah. Do you know the way to San Jose? Can't wait to get back to San Jose.
On this, your Detroit Red Wings Hockey Network.
Parking cars and pumping cars, huh? Okay. Eat your heart out, Dionne Warwick and Bert Bachrach. My thanks to our WOMC hockey analysts, Bruce Martin, Ken Kell, and Brian Murray.
Once again, the final score. The Detroit Red Wings won. The Chicago Oh, who gives a rat's behind? It was only preseason.
On this, your Detroit Red Wings Hockey Network.